case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
I said this morning that we did a lot over the weekend. Yesterday was a very eventful day. Eden and I went out to her brother's new block of land out at Lexton.
Mm-hmm.
Just a vacant block. We wanted to go out and see it. They've been talking about it a lot. They go out and mow it every couple of weeks. You know, they're trying to maintain it before they build on it. Wanted to go out and have a look. And we were expecting to do like the, you know, the walk around. Like, okay, so the lounge room will be here and we'll walk into the kitchen and do all that, you know, imaginative stuff.
When people say they're going to do a walkthrough of a block of land, I just picture in Grey's Anatomy where they set it out in candles.
That would have been amazing.
Have you not seen that? I'll show you to it and then you'll understand. Anyone who's watched that Grey's Anatomy's episode knows what I'm talking about right now.
That would have been amazing, but we didn't end up doing the walkthrough because when we rocked up to the block of land, Eden's brother was in the car in front of us, a big ute, you know, with a trailer on the back. They wanted to do some work while they were there. And as we got to the front gate of the block of land, Alex, who's Eden's brother, said, "Oh, go round to the left because it's like it's not as wet and you can just follow the fence line down and we'll meet you down the other end of the block." I was like, "Okay, great." We went to the right. They went to the left. And as they were going down, we were kind of paralleling each other down the block on each side. About halfway down the block, we realised that Alex had stopped driving for some reason. I'm like, "Oh, why has he stopped halfway?" We stopped as well. And we looked to our left and there, all four wheels were just spinning. With no movement.
That's not a good sign.
And you could hear the car going, and just digging and digging and digging, and the car had sunk deeper and deeper and deeper. And Eden and I laughed, obviously, because that's what you do in that situation.
Because it's not then, you.
Because it's not us. And I said, "Well, what can I do? I need to do something." And we, but everyone said, we got them on the phone because we were over the other side of the paddock, and they said, "No, don't. You've got to." No offense, but your car's not going to do anything. And I was like, "Yeah, fair enough. My dadmobile's not really in the towing business." And half an hour passed or so, Alex is like, "We're not going to get this out. We're not going to get this out on my own. We need to call in reinforcements." Luckily, Eden's sister-in-law, who's Alex's fiancée, her grandparents live just up the road.
Oh, okay. So convenient.
Convenient. They saw that Alex was bogged, and her grandfather brought down this little kind of crappy old panel van. And as soon as I saw the panel van, I went, "That's not going to happen."
That's going to get bogged as well.
And it did. It got bogged.
Of course. Called it.
It got bogged. So we went, "All right, what's next? What's next?" We call the neighbour up the road. They bring up their Toyota. Thankfully, they bring their nice Toyota Patrol. They pull the panel van out. 20 minutes later, the Toyota gets bogged.
Wouldn't you just stop putting cars in the mud at this point? I know I'm not a rocket scientist. But
I was having an absolute ball. I mean, it was horrible. It was so frustrating. But I was watching because I couldn't, like, I don't know what to do. I never lived on a farm. I don't go off-roading. I don't know what to do in those situations. So I was having a ball just watching this, right? And I probably shouldn't have, but I was having the time of my life. We had to get another person to come with their Toyota. Great advertisement for Toyota, by the way. Because
no, it's not. They're all getting bogged.
No, but they're all getting pulled out as well. So we had another person with Toyota come and pull the other Toyota out. This other person, this is about, we arrived at the block at maybe 4 o'clock. This is at 6:30. They finally, after revving, pull Alex's car out of the mud. It was 3/4 of the wheel was underneath the ground.
Oh, God.
And we all rejoice. We all go back to the house, have a few beers. And I don't know why I was celebrating because I did absolutely nothing.
You supervised.
I supervised.
You were there. You were part of the story.
And you know what? Alex, congratulations. You got your car out. Now I'm talking about it on radio. And everyone, you know what they said to me? This is going to make great content for you tomorrow.
You should have filmed it.
You're damn right it does.
Josh and Maddie, 103.1 Power FM.